This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer Report, pushing against the wave, progress in India. Having not been able to meet with the Acorn India team for over 3 years, given my inability to have my 10-year visa renewed, I was curious about what I would hear from their reports after my long absence on the ground. Would we have made progress or just run in place? The right-wing, communalist, hyper-nationalist government of India under Prime Minister Modi was a wave of resistance against the progress of our work in mega-slums like Dharavi in Mumbai and lower-wage workers in Bengaluru, Chennai, and Delhi. It was exciting to hear where we had jumped by leaps and bounds once the reports began in our first full day and a half of meetings and where we still face huge obstacles at every turn. Perhaps the most significant victory was less than a week old in Delhi, where Acorn's Dharminder Kumar and our members have been fiercely lobbying the chief minister, who has become a sometime ally in our work there. The campaign of victory are reminiscent of the lifeline utility fights Acorn waged in Arkansas, South Dakota, and other states in the 1970s. The Delhi government offers electricity subsidies for low-income residences using between 0 and 200 units of electricity, where they pay less than 50% of the bill, and between 200 and 400 units where they only pay 25% of the bill. Over 400 units are kilowatts, the rates accelerate quickly. Acorn noted that these breaks only benefit the meter holders, often landlords, and not the low-income tenants. Since the landlord had multiple units, a single residential meter would show considerable use of electricity, meaning that lower-income tenants were therefore paying the highest possible rates for usage. We finally won a victory here when the government capitulated and ordered the sub-meters to be put in the names of the tenants, providing them the full subsidy that others were receiving. Realizing that landlords will still drag their feet and resist these changes, Kumar and Acorn believe this could be a huge opportunity for Acorn to extend our work of building community organizations throughout the city. The general progress in Delhi on many fronts filled many pages in my notebook, so I scribbled to keep up with all the news. In Bengaluru, Suresh Gajadan reported that he had failed to push the membership in our hawkers and street vendors union to 50,000 at his hope, but he had boosted it by 10,000 members to 45,000 now. Bengaluru was largely holding its own, but Chennai and neighboring Tamil Nadu had added 3,000 to 8,000 members, and Mysore in southern Karnataka was a breakthrough with 8,000 members. The hawkers' livelihood law had been implemented in backwards fashion, with the town committee still not elected and the zones not totally sorted, but the process of licensure had been implemented with almost 15,000 hawkers licensed out of the 24,000 applications. Suresh had identified and documented 130,000 hawkers, so it's a slow road. We are enabled to enroll the people for the ID and into the Social Security scheme in Karnataka, which is helping us grow the operation as well. In Mumbai, our Dharavi project has managed to make inroads with its program into various corporate responsibility programs and can count a coup and now doing all the recycling in the Bloomberg building as well as adding other companies. Acorn is also running zero waste programs at several big trade gatherings, including ones organized for big recycling companies by a German firm. Believe me, this is only half of all I learned, forcing me to consider how we can double down in India to increase the scale. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.